Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Cruise FM presents The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White. Brought to you by Always Plumbing and Heating. Thinking about a new furnace? Get a free quote at alwaysplumbing.ca.
You gotta come on.
Hello!
Boom, 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 boom.
Come on!
Bang, 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 bang.
Here we go.
Good morning, boys.
Morning. Good morning. Oh! Arriba!
Yeah, Mexican week.
Jimmy's already had Mexican breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I saw that. I was like,
you take the worst food photos. It always looks so unappetizing when you post your food. It's like one picture, that's it. Camera's blurry.
Looks like it got shot. It was a burrito.
Looks like he shot it out of a cannon.
They lost the latest round. I think it was round 16 of the Celebrity Death Pool to me, Locker. So the two of them have to eat Mexican for the rest of the week. I didn't make them eat Mexican on the long weekend because it was turkey weekend.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have been fair. We'll make our picks for round 17. Are you guys ready?
I've got some picks that are going to surprise you guys, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're also doing a new thing. This was Grant's idea. We have to have somebody under the age of 65,
mm-hmm.
which will make it a little more interesting than just everybody picking somebody that's like the closest people to 100.
Yeah, they're all crypt keepers and
yeah.
Locker room topic of the day.
Okay, what would our Alberta national anthem be if we had one? Now, here's the thing, and I want to say this out loud. Not that politicians lie to us, but we're not positive if this is actually based in any truth, because I couldn't find anything to verify it when I went looking this weekend. So it might have been a joke, but it's still a funny conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Danielle Smith had suggested that Alberta needs its own national anthem and that we could scrap the Canadian national anthem and just go with the...
We have an Alberta anthem.
Now, again, like I said, that might have been something somebody thought would be funny to put out into the zeitgeist.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing what I know about the world that we live in, it would not surprise me if she said that out loud at one point.
It seems like something that would be said.
Yes. Right? Anyway, I want to play you some audio from the UCP leadership event last week, where she won. And they brought some young woman out to sing the national anthem. And maybe this is where this came from. Maybe she thought, we need a better version of our national anthem.
Yeah.
But this is actual audio. This is not a joke. This isn't us. This is somebody walked up on stage and sang O Canada before the UCP leadership event last week.
O Canada, I hold my native land, true patriot love in all of us.
Yeah, I am playing the whole thing.
Oh, good.
I don't know if I would have been able to contain myself if I would have been in the room.
Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
I know you're trying to picture what she looks like. She looks exactly like what you would picture her to look like.
Glorious.
Oh, here we go. Taking some liberties there.
We stand on guard for thee. We stand on guard.
Big finish.
Strong finish.
Strong finish.
Yeah.
So our topic is, what should the Alberta anthem be? Because Danielle Smith is apparently proposing.
Please be seated.
I had to leave that in there. The look on that woman's face when she took the mic from her. It was priceless. I posted that on my Twitter, and I got to give credit because there was a bunch of comments. I had like 50 comments.
Yeah.
And one guy, Canadian Bun Dad, replied, when you lie on your resume, but you get the job anyways.
The Locker Room Topic of the Day.
If you're ever trying to reach us, it's 780-989-0957. And this morning we're doing, what should the Alberta anthem be? And we expected this one would come in.
This was All Hell for a Basement. Yeah, Carrie said this one, Big Sugar. This was the first one I thought of when I saw, you know, thought of the topic. Like, oh yeah.
The guitar, like, it sounds like a national anthem.
Yeah, right? It does.
It kind of has that feel. Well, all the Gordy stuff sounds like it could be a national anthem. There we go. That's a good start. We could use this. This could be an Alberta anthem.
Totally.
Yeah.
The Locker Room Topic of the Day.
What should our Alberta anthem be? 780-989-0957. Grant?
Carrie saying, laying pipe. David Wilcox. Oh, yeah. Still remember that liberal.
We'd be able to get a couple in.
That liberal guy that was running for premier. I'm the only one that's laid pipe around here.
The Locker Room Topic of the Day.
Oh, before we get to that, I gotta play Con. Con!
And I'm the only leader up here who's actually laid pipe.
How did that guy not win?
He should have won. So we're doing, what would the Alberta anthem be this morning? Send us a text, 780-989-0957.
Of course, you know we'd have to play some, Tabor's favorite son, Corb Lund. Right.
So this is because we've had like three that have come in from Corb Lund.
He's Mr. Alberta,
man. I like him, and he's. I don't like country.
Yeah.
But there's something about Corb Lund that I like.
He's different.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Corb Lund.
But man, his stuff, like the rock crowd loves this guy, right? Like,
yeah. The rock crowd loves him. I mean, he's been in the band The Smalls, right? They were awesome.
Pull the dress on the ground. Yeah.
Okay, so this is the roughest neck around.
That was the roughest neck around.
This one came in. It actually has Alberta in the title.
Tell her that Alberta says hello.
It's a good anthem.
Yeah, this would be a good anthem.
Hand over your heart.
Tell her that I wish she'd come on home. Tell her that I think she'd like the show.
There you go. Okay, and then this one, I think, just came in because you were yelling at me just before the song. And get this one, too.
The Hurtin' Albertan.
Who requested this one?
Dean.
Dean. Good call, Dean.
Yeah, breaker. This is Whiskey Jack rolling northbound through Montana. I got the Monada Pass.
And this one, I think, features Corb Lund. I don't think he was the... But yeah.
Rodeo's over, and it's back to the grader first thing Monday morning.
Why do I know this song?
It's a pretty famous song.
Montana side, sweet grass, and I'm a headed home. Trophy buckles and whiskey bottles and a worn-out saddle horn. Bareback riders and
ready for it, right here.
With a Huskin' Tabor corn.
Huskin' Tabor corn.
Look at that! Jimmy! I'll
tip my hat and it's good to be back across the racing line. See? This one.
Hurtin' Albertan.
I don't hate this idea. This should be a good Alberta anthem. There we go.
The Locker Room Topic of the Day.
What's our Alberta anthem? 780-989-0957. This is based on what we heard was a comment from Danielle Smith. We're not sure if she said this.
But we liked it.
But it's out there, and we're not shying away from it this morning. She said Alberta needs its own anthem.
Well, this one coming from someone outside the province.
Oh, okay.
Ryan Lindley from Ontario saying it should be Dennis Leary, asshole.
We're going to play this. Now, we're not sure if this is the edit.
We'll find out.
So we apologize ahead of time.
The locker room topic of the day.
We need an Alberta anthem, according to Danielle Smith. So we're trying to pick one this morning. 780-989-0957. We got a couple of these. We'll start with the older dude.
Gordon Lightfoot. Alberta Bound. Yeah, that's come in.
We're not sure if
Audrey wanted that one.
The Paul Brandt version is a cover of this, but we don't think so.
I don't think so, because all the lyrics are completely different. We were driving home from Saskatoon yesterday, and I was playing Gordon Lightfoot. The kids were like, what the?
What is this?
Singing along.
The Rocky Mountain sunset, it's a pleasure just to be Alberta Bound.
Yeah, you got to get a little Gordon Lightfoot in you.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, how old is he? He's got to be 108 by now. Good Lord.
Yeah,
is he still...
Gordon is 83.
Is he dead?
Nope.
No. All right. Good for you, Gordon. And then this is the Paul Brandt version.
Yeah, this one's coming in.
Yeah, this is a different song.
It's a completely different song. He's made his career on this one.
Stole the title from old...
40 miles to Canada.
I can't even do this guy.
My truck.
Yeah, I can't.
Classic country voice.
Well, and you know what it is? I've known a couple of guys in radio that thought they needed to have the voice, so they spoke with this voice for so long that it had just ended up becoming their voice. This is what I think of Paul. When I think of Paul Brown, I think of that... That radio guy.
That radio big voice.
That wherever he was, he always made sure he talked like this.
It's 6:45 in the capital city.
This is why I hate country. Right here. This actually gives me the cold sweats.
So you don't want this as our anthem?
Ooh.
The locker room topic of the day.
We'll wrap up here. 780-989-0957. If you are ever trying to reach the show, and we're doing Alberta Anthem. This one has a tie to the former premier.
Yes, Hallie saying she's a music teacher and she's had to teach a bunch of Mark Kenny in the last couple of years because of the changes to the curriculum. Mark is the grandfather of our dear leader, Jason Kenny. Whom we shall miss.
Couldn't have been Mark. Nope. Had to have been Mart.
Mart, Kenny, and his Western gentleman.
This is him on trombone, I think.
He was the band leader.
All right. Excellent.
See where Jason gets it from.
Yeah, all his musical talent.
And then Rob the Dick saying Nickelback Revolution.
Edge of Revolution.
Edge of Revolution.
It works.
3, 2.
The Locker Room's Midget at the Movies.
I shall call him Mini.
We represent the
lollipop. Hey, I will not be ignored.
It's like Midget at the Movies, but shorter.
Jimmy, what movie did Dustin, Walter, Crazy Canuck, Jay, Ryan, and Ryan want you to watch?
Hostel.
Jimmy posted a highlight video of him watching Hostel yesterday that he did a live stream of for his Holiday Monday. Had quite a few people watching and commenting. I don't know why. I found it very entertaining.
It is not a scary movie, but it's just extremely disturbing. Like, it is... I hate those kind of movies. Like, that scene right there is when the guy cut the guy's Achilles tendon.
That's the one scene I remember. Oh. Like, I remember I watched this when it came out, which is quite a long time ago now.
Yeah, you mentioned this.
And that's the only scene I remember is him cutting his Achilles tendon.
But then there was another scene where the guy took his fingers with the chainsaw and then fell on the chainsaw. And Oh.
Is it worse than the Saw movies? Because somebody said it was like Saw on steroids.
I think Saw has more of a story.
Okay.
Like this, there's more of a movie to Saw where Hostel is just...
It's also disturbing.
Guy torturing
so,
them.
In the movie, people are actually paying to torture people. And they pick whether or not they want an American or if they want a woman or if they want, you know, Asian or whatever. And it's...
Okay.
I'm not sure what's
horrible.
More disturbing, though. The movie or your outfit while you were watching the movie?
He's just at home lounging.
Hey, that's...
It's weekend wear. Right?
But I got to read some of the comments. James, your balls are hanging out. Wade, James, doesn't look stressed, but that shirt definitely looks like it's going to let go. Richard, why? Barry, Mr. Clean yourself up. Not dark enough was from Robert. And you should do these on Twitch from Dave.
Oh, very funny. Jimmy just looked just like
hungover.
But also beat up. Yeah. But I also just took an edible before that.
Oh, yeah. Did you do an edible for this one?
Yeah. But
you had a great sleep last night. Slept like a princess.
I bet.
So what's your rating of Old Hostel?
This is an absolute zero.
Okay.
Like, this is even below zero. This is as low as you can go.
Jimmy hates this month where we do like Halloween horror movie themes.
Yeah. But as I said, this wasn't scary. It was just very disturbing.
Yeah. Yeah. It looked... I could, even just by watching Jimmy, I watched a couple minutes of him watching Hostel on his Facebook Live, and I'm like, that bothered me. Just the sounds of it.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, disturbing.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
Okay, we're sitting at round number 17 right now. Round 16 went to me. And
round
the boys
15
have to eat.
Went to you. Round 14 went to you, and so did 13.
Hey, don't hate the playa. All right, so we'll go through. We each get 5 picks, okay? The first pick is a keeper pick from your current list.
Yeah.
All right? Which I'm at a disadvantage because I already lost one, right? second pick has to be somebody under the age of 65. The third and fourth picks are wide open. You can have anybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the fifth pick is a listener pick. We go around in the order of who won the most recent, so it'll be me, Grant, and then Jimmy. There is also a bonus if you win with someone under the age of 65. You get a bonus pick the next round. And now that we're forcing that, there's a chance, right?
There is
a chance
yeah.
to get a bonus round. Most of us have given up on the under 65 route, though, in the last, I'd say, 4, 5, 6, 7 rounds. It's all been like... Who's the closest to 100?
Who's 100 and almost dead?
Yes. Jimmy had a strategy there for a while. He was anybody with cancer. But then he sort of flipped the switch and went with anybody who's over 90.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to keep Barbara Walters.
Ooh, strong choice.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got a good list, right? So that was a tough one because my list from round 16 was strong. I'm not surprised I won. Okay, who are you taking then, Grant?
Bob Newhart. I'm keeping Bob Newhart.
Bob Newhart's your keep.
Yeah.
That's also a good, if you've seen pictures of him, that's also a solid hanger on her. Who are you hanging on to?
Putin.
That's
going to be the end of the war. Someone has to take him out.
That's not a bad pick, actually.
No.
As far as my under 65 goes, I'm going to go with... I'm going to stick in the same sort of vein as Jimmy there with Alexei Navalny, who's in prison just for deciding to run against Putler.
Yeah. So he's been poisoned.
Yeah. I mean, he's
46 years old.
They've tried to kill him multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going for him with my under 65.
I feel really bad about my under 65.
Okay.
Like, I've had, do I actually pick this guy? Jamie Campbell, host of Blue Jays Central.
Oh, shit.
He's
sick.
Dealing with cancer. He's got bone marrow leukemia. I feel really bad about picking him.
Well, this, but I need it's to win. The game. It's the game, yeah. Right? Jimmy?
Shannon Doherty.
Okay. That doesn't surprise me.
No, she's 54.
Okay. My third pick, I'm going with Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett, hey?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going with old Tony. All right. Grant, your third pick?
Gordon Lightfoot.
Asshole.
Jimmy wanted Gordon, apparently. What's your third pick?
That was going to be my third pick. Angela Lansbury. I'm taking her again.
Okay. All right. I get another keeper. I'm going with Bob Barker.
Oh, dang it.
That's my fourth pick.
That's what I was deciding between Bob and Gordon Lightfoot.
All right.
That was my big decision.
Who's your next one?
I am going to go with Jimmy Carter.
Okay. Yeah, that's a strong pick as well. Jimmy?
David Attenborough.
Okay. So that's it for our picks. We now have to go to the text line. I get to pick from the text line first, 780-989-0957. We need your picks for our round 17 of the Celebrity Death Pool, okay? I'm looking at anybody that you think might be on the verge of saying farewell to this beautiful world that we live in.
You're in the locker room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James White. 95.7 Cruise FM.
Okay, so we just need to wrap up our round 17 locker room celebrity death pool picks. I'm going to grab Mike's Gary Busey.
Okay.
Okay. Grant, who are you getting from the listener picks?
I'm stealing from Nick Carol Burnett. Because I thought she was dead already.
Jimmy?
I feel bad for taking this one, but came in a couple times. Heather Northend. I'm Michael J. Fox. He's not looking good.
Okay. All right. That's it. Now we got to talk about the wager. You guys are cool with the wager?
What was it again?
It was we're doing the the prank call thing.
Oh, yeah. I love this one.
Losers have to make a prank call to someone chosen by the winner.
I love this one. Yeah.
Yeah. You love this one. You love this one because I hate this one so bad.
That's a part of the reason. Yeah. Don't lose.
As soon as we came up with this, I had about 15 ideas for Jimmy.
The Locker Room presents The Grant Report for JT's Bar and Grill, where good people come to enjoy the best food and drinks with other good people. Now, Grant Johnson.
Danielle Smith is being sworn in today as the 19th Premier of Alberta. All Albertans are invited down to the ledge to swear at her as she puts her hand on the latest Auto Trader magazine and becomes our new leader. Trooper will be playing at the ceremony, and once they finish with Here for a Good Time but Not a Long Time, Jason Randy Kenny will be put into his black Dodge Ram, driven to the airport and put on a plane out of Alberta. Apparently, Randy Kenny plans on spending his remaining days living at a Margaritaville, traveling to different Jimmy Buffett shows around the states. Here in Alberta, a victory convoy will be driving around the province, ensuring that we are all celebrating our newfound freedom. Be freer! Come on! It's a new day for Alberta. Danielle Freedom Smith will finally take her rightful place on the throne today. The Grant Report is brought to you by BOGO Tuesday at Edmonton Glory Hole Tours. Walking tour season is coming to a close. Don't miss out on one of our historic walks led by tour founder James P. White. All you need is a pair of running shoes and a good attitude. Book at Edmonton or Tabor, gloryholetours.com.
You're in the locker room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
Jimmy had a busy weekend. So on Friday, you were wrestling, right? Monster Pro Wrestling.
Yeah.
On Monday, yesterday, it was Midget at the Movies, and you had to watch Hostel, which was recommended by a bunch of locker room listeners, and then he live streamed it. That looked terrifying. I just even watching Jimmy watch it scared me. And on Saturday night, you got together with a bunch of listeners, and you went to Star Wars, the music of.
Yeah, kind of got together with a lot of listeners, but they never showed up.
I was going to say, did anyone show up? Was it just you and a bunch of empty seats?
No, because I think we were in separate areas, because
he sent them all a note to meet beforehand. Yeah. He was going to buy them all a drink and
meet at Sherlock's.
They were going to head over to the Windsor and watch, and nobody showed up.
You're just in a bar by yourself, dressed as Darth Vader.
Two of them did get a hold of me, and there was some extenuating circumstances as why they couldn't make it.
Yeah,
but
that's
I went.
Just so Jimmy though.
But like, if it makes you feel better, I went to Sherlock's, had a couple beer, and a random listener bought them for me. I was sitting with just some.
Jimmy was the only one at Windsor on Saturday night dressed up.
Other than the people that were paid to be dressed up.
You went with Darth Vader, right?
I went as Darth Vader.
People like dress up to go to like the symphony too, right?
Yeah, like there was people. There was people in suits and nice dresses.
I'll tell you though, that's what makes Jimmy so like. Listen, we pick on Jimmy and we give him a pretty hard time, but I gotta say, I got a lot of time for somebody who can go out by himself. No one shows up and still have a good time.
And still slams a couple beers and heads over to the Windspear.
Yeah, like that's a gift, man. Like honestly, I swear to God,
but this musical event was six kinds of awesome. Like the conductor, he talked about each song and what the movie they were from and how much they made and you know, John Williams' mindset when writing the music. He did it in the order of the chronology of the movies, starting with episode 1, going all the way to episode 9. He included some Rogue One. He even included a song from the Obi-Wan series. It was unbelievable. Like some of the music, because like I have a passion for this music.
How long was it?
A couple of hours.
Okay.
Like there was a 20-minute intermission, but there was a couple of songs that they played that just made my hair stand up on end. Just gave me goosebumps.
Well, a lot of people might not know this, but the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra is world renowned as well.
Oh, it was amazing, and they even brought in like this a cappella group. They're called the Capelli Choir. So they did some of the singing for the prequel music.
Okay, cool.
And it was amazing. I
want to go in
I
February.
Was entertained
in
all
February,
the way through.
They're doing Dr. Dre.
Oh, wow.
So the Edmonton Symphony is doing all Dr. Dre 2001, that whole album. I think that would be really cool.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I haven't heard about that. That's
in February.
Well, good for you, Jimmy.
I enjoyed it.
I'm glad you got to see it, because every year when it comes up, we always have this conversation. Jimmy, you got to go. We got to do a contest, which didn't work out so well, but still. We got a text from him on Sunday. No one showed up. I had to go by myself. And no one dressed up either.
And none of my friends wanted to go with me either.
That's too funny. Well, and this is actually the story of how Jimmy ended up in Edmonton.
Yeah.
Right? A little bit of a history lesson for you. Locker room history lesson.
Jimmy used to work in the crops. Corn is low in price. He's down on his latte burst up.
Hard time.
So tough. Janice works the beer store all day. Working for her son. He drinks all her pay. That's love. But she's done. She says you gotta move.
and the Locker Room on 95.7 Cruise FM.
So there is still very little evidence to show that there are any procedures that are safe if you want to increase the size of your unit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, for the most part, anytime we see a story, it's about something that went...
It's usually in Thailand.
Yeah, and something like went wrong.
Country where they can kind of do these things.
Yeah, and there was an infection and then a mm-hmm. removal, and then he was
somebody
back
tried to do
square.
It at home with silicone.
Yeah, like. Yeah. It never ends well. There are procedures out there, apparently, that you can look into. And according to some of the web pages I visit, there's also numerous supplements available to you.
You see them in the gas station bathrooms all the time.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Would you ever take anything?
No.
I don't think I
could. That's not a thing you want to mess around with, right?
No.
Like to damage something in your body like that? Yeah.
There is, however... And I, this one guy got his nuts bigger,
mm-hmm.
and he's loving life now, and he's doing interviews and stuff like that. I've seen a couple of stories about him, and I really they don't get into a lot of details, but it was some sort of surgical procedure. He didn't like the fact that he had no balls, right?
Yeah.
So he went and got something added to sort of proportion the whole thing out. I don't...
Like an injection.
Yeah.
I guess it would be like getting lip fillers.
Yeah, this is not going to end well. We're going to be reading... in 6 months, we're going to be reading about
this. It's amazing, though, with where science and you know, medicine is right now, that this hasn't been more of a priority. For somebody to capitalize on to make money, right? Because you think if you're the first person to come up with the procedure to effectively grow a man's unit,
yeah,
and it's safe and everything else, like you would think you'd be a billionaire.
Be a billionaire for sure.
One thing I see about this is it's implants. They put silicone in.
Yeah, yeah. But still, the thing is, no one's like, there's so many procedures and thing enhancement stuff mm-hmm. out there. I mean, you can grow your hair back, you can do, but there's just something, I think there's something to the fact that you can't do anything down there safely. Just don't, that's what you got given. Now go out into the world and figure out a way to live with it. Right?
Yeah. Motion of the
there's
ocean.
There's something to that.
You're only upset about this because you want yours tucked up a little bit.
Well, I have. There is a procedure. It's called the sack jack, and that apparently is fairly safe from what I've been reading.
I would imagine that just has to do with cutting away some skin and tucking it all up.
Yeah, you just it's a nip and tuck right thing. I'm going to get that on a warm day.
You can almost step on them.
Yeah, I just think you shouldn't mess with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, there's sites out there. You can get by in life.
You can be okay.
Yeah, yeah. You can make do.
I'm actually a little embarrassed by this. I'm not going to lie. So I started watching that Jeffrey Dahmer thing on Netflix, and I got 5 episodes in, and I pulled the pin on the weekend. I couldn't do it anymore.
No?
It was too much. Every time I was downstairs, like, that's usually where I do my, like, TV watching.
Mm-hmm.
I was, like, dreading turning Netflix on.
You were too creeped out?
Because I'm a task guy. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, okay, well, I started it. I'm going to finish it.
I got to finish
it. Right? So I kept going to it, and I'd watch 5-10 minutes of it. At night, I was getting bad. I was having bad sleeps, and I had to pull the pin.
It disturbed you that much?
It was bothering me that much. Huh. I think it was because it was so well done.
Yeah, it's creepy. Even I was watching, they came out, of course, with like another Dahmer show on Netflix now.
Yeah.
About interviewing him and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're showing police photos from that night that he got arrested, and like his apartment is identical to the Netflix one. Like, they really recreated everything to a T.
Really crazy.
And Evan Peters, like, That his guy. Acting is just crazy.
So I replaced it with... I'm watching the Karate Kid or the Cobra Kai Cobra or whatever Kai. The hell it is.
Cobra Kai is good.
Yeah, the new season was great.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Oh my
I mean,
God,
it's all bad.
It's so embarrassing.
It's so bad, but it's so good.
I'm watching it, and I'm literally downstairs, and every time I hear like any sort of commotion,
yeah,
I pause it because I don't want my wife to catch me
you
watching.
You flip the channel to porn.
You're worried about your wife finding out
making
that you're...
fun of me.
Yeah, I only watched it when people weren't around too. It's a little embarrassing.
Because weren't the kids making fun of
yeah,
you?
Yeah, they thought I was watching the kid show.
So funny. Yeah. What season is this? Is like
this is five.
Five?
And then six will be coming out.
Almost watched the entire fifth season on the weekend. This is strange to me because, well, it's like a dating like hack if you're shopping.
They're like secret codes to send out to people. So things that you place, if you're a single person and you go to the grocery
Listen,
store.
Listen, there might not be any hope, but pay attention.
You got to at least pay attention.
Try it.
I mean, maybe it'll help you.
We're not sure if this will work at the dollar store or No Thrills, but.
So depending on what you place in your cart, I guess those are codes that you're sending out to other singles.
Okay, well, give us an example.
So if you go and you place a peach in someone else's cart, you're interested in them. So just take a peach. Put it in their cart and don't say anything. It shows that you're interested in them. If you get an upside-down pineapple in your cart, like if you take a pineapple and place it upside down in your cart, it's a signal that you're a swinger.
What the hell is it with the pineapples and swingers?
The upside-down pineapple, for some reason, is that big swinger thing, right?
Okay.
So there was stuff for bananas. If you pick up a bunch of bananas, if they're upright, so the curve faces up in the top cart, that means you're single.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're saying if you're not looking for somebody, make sure you turn your bananas over so they're not sitting upright.
I'll do my best.
Yeah, there's a bunch more. All these.
Does it...
Honey, put that pineapple...
The other way.
Yeah.
Do not put that upside down. We've talked about this.
The only problem with that with me is I don't use a shopping cart. I use a little bucket.
Doesn't matter.
One of those little baskets.
It's all the same, yeah. Just
put that pineapple in your pants.
The secret grocery store code, yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, but do people...
I don't think anyone actually
does it. It's
maybe
just,
they do. I don't know.
I
like, do people actually drive around looking for like half-open garage doors? Or
flamingos, something to somebody.
Pineapples.
My wife was pointing out we were out for a walk, and she pointed out that she likes certain things in people's yards. Like, mm-hmm. I like that tree, or hey, that's kind of cool the way they did that. So because we want to do a little bit of work on the front yard of our new place, right?
Yeah.
It's smaller, but we got a little bit to work with, so we've been paying attention to the sort of the landscaping things when we're out for walks and whatnot. And she pointed out this grass that's quite common now. People are using it, and it's like wheat or whatever.
Oh, the ornamental grass.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a sign of a swinger.
But it's everywhere. Is everyone just out each other because they got that wheat grass on
them? I guess so.
Right?
You just show up when you see it.
I think a lot of this, somebody just finds it funny to say it out loud that this is what it...
And then suddenly you can't wear pineapples anymore on your shorts.
I know! They're ruining pineapples.
You can never, never ask me to stop drinking.
Leaving Las Vegas. He won an Oscar for that movie.
His only Academy Award, yeah. Nick Cage won an Oscar for that.
Didn't get paid.
Yeah. Him or the director.
They both got stiffed by the production company.
The director was on a podcast, and he was Mike Figgis, and he was saying, yeah, they were both promised $100,000 to do Leaving Las Vegas,
And then the studio basically said, we didn't make enough money, so you're not getting paid.
Wow.
Even though they made like $50 million on it, is what it says. It says the budget was $4 million and they made $50 million and then didn't pay Nick Cage or the director.
There's a lesson here, Jimmy. You shouldn't have to worry about making minimum wage. It's going to pay off someday.
Yeah, someday.
Hang in there, little buddy.
It's a good movie.
It's a hard watch.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually, like, he's not the...
Yeah, it's not
he's not that.
It's not
Nicolas Cage.
Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Let's ride.
Yeah. He's interesting because in some of his... Have you watched the latest one?
No, I haven't seen that one yet. The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talents.
Yeah. The one that's loosely
that
based on...
That one's really good.
He's a little bit of...
He's an exaggerated Nick Cage in it, right?
Yeah.
Is what I read.
But he's still... It's bearable.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There isn't all these over-the-top moments where you go, too much. He was so good in Leaving Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
He was also brilliant in Pig. He should have won something for Pig.
Yeah, that's 100% he should have won something.
That's absolutely the one that really kick-started his revival here.
Well... The Midget at the Movies, full
of
year of Nicolas Cage movies. That,
and we're still filtering in a few here and there.
His new one too. He's going to be playing Dracula in like a musical.
Okay,
I think it's a musical. Maybe not. It's a horror comedy.
There's another one
Renfield.
Too called Butcher's Crossing that I read that he is starring in, and that's a western. And apparently, like it's a big budget film. Like he's not doing these weird indie things
straight
anymore.
To DVD, which he was doing just to pay bills.
Well, exactly.
Right? He owed so much money.
He's sort of back on track a bit here. So I don't think he's going anywhere. I think we're going to continue to see him in stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Another moment with Dr. Locke.
There have been some concerns from this room that I am posing as a doctor on our radio program.
It's just because last week a woman was arrested in Edmonton for posing as a doctor.
I'm not running around doing house calls, though.
But one of the things that they mentioned was that she was on the radio pretending to be a doctor. And so...
And we know somebody else.
So we thought, oh, you better be careful.
This is actually tips from a real doctor. He is a neurologist, and his name is Matthew Walker. You might know his name. If you've had sleep issues, you may have read his book. It's called Why We Sleep. And I saw a video. It was like a 5-minute thing, and I took some notes from it. It's sort of a distilled version of how to help from the book.
Okay.
Right? And there was 5 things, and I'll go through them. And I actually, the other reason why I thought it's interesting is because I've mentioned these things to people in the past. Because people talk to me about my sleep and why I'm so good at it, right?
The number one there is for sure something that you talk about.
Maintain regularity.
Yeah,
go to bed at the same time every night. And I pretty much do that. I mean, I alter it a bit on the weekends. Like, mm-hmm. I'll sleep in. But I get up at 6, 7 o'clock on a weekend.
You go to bed at like 8 o'clock every night?
8:30.
Yeah.
Unless there's a hockey game.
Yeah. Like, I'm not a stay up. I've never been that guy, though. Mm. I've always been a to bed early guy.
You're missing out on the evening, though. The nighttime.
What am I missing?
Just hanging out. Everything.
He's old. He doesn't hang out. We're his only friends.
Jimmy is literally completely reverses his sleep schedule on the weekends.
To the extreme.
Like he stays up till 5 o'clock in the morning on Friday.
Yeah, let's say if you wake up
Saturday.
On a Monday morning at 4 or whatever, 3, whatever time you wake up.
It's stupid.
That's what time you stay up till on a Friday and a Saturday.
It's no wonder you can't form a sentence most days. Like you wander around in a complete day.
Like,
you did it like you were telling us about the last weekend you did it. Anyway.
He said your alarms were going off telling you to wake up.
Maintain regularity. Make it dark is another one. And stay away from screens. I think most people are aware of that. If you are addicted to your phone and you're taking it into bed with you, that's going to be an issue. But the darkness thing is another thing they say. This doctor in particular was like, listen, make it black. Because if you're in any sort of a room where it's lit, your brain doesn't go into that, okay, it's time to go to bed mode.
I have always been, like, and I've been this way since I was a little kid, is I have to have background noise when I'm going to sleep, so either I have
Hold on, this isn't your segment.
Just hold on, just... So you're saying you can't have the TV on or nothing, is
it? No, no, this is about
question.
Light. Yeah, turn it off. Turn it off.
We have a fan going in our room for noise.
If you got a white noise thing, that's different. You should try to get it as dark as you possibly can, is what they're saying. Keep the room cool. This is another thing I've talked about.
I love this, yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 18.5 degrees is the optimal temperature for sleep. What?
Nothing.
You don't agree with that one either?
Well, that'll never happen in my apartment.
Well, that's true.
It's because you live
unless
in
I sleep in the fridge. Yeah. Avoid alcohol and caffeine. We're just going to skip that one completely. and don't stay awake in bed. That was interesting. That was new to me.
What does that mean?
Well, if you are awake and you can't sleep, get out of the bed.
Really?
Your bed is for sleeping, and you're supposed to sleep when you're in bed. If you're having trouble falling asleep, get up, walk around, then try to go back and sleep. Because your mind will go, oh, hold on, I don't need to sleep here. This isn't a sleep place.
Weird.
It needs to be a sleep.
Because I always, like, if I do have trouble falling asleep, I'm always like, I can't get out of bed, otherwise I'm just going to be awake. Like, if I get out and walk around, I'm going to be up.
He's saying you should get up and walk around. Get yourself tired again and then try again.
Does it say anything in there on watching horror movies for midget at the movies? Because my dreams last night were...
They are saying that if you are... what was it? I'm going to screw this up. So, there was something about dreaming, and if you don't dream, that's not a sign that you've actually gotten into deep sleep. So the fact that you dream is a good thing. That means you're getting to that deep sleep, which is what you
need. The dreams I had last night was... They were so intense. I woke up and every time I had to get out of bed and walk around and kind of change my mindset, because every time I closed my eyes, the dream started back up again in my mind.